when I was a senior in high school and went to the World's Fair in New York. And so I went all up through that area. And then Donald and I, well, Donald was stationed in New Jersey, Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. And while he was there, we went all up into New England and everything, up into Maine. And we spent several weekends in Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and up through there. And then we go to Florida every summer. So all down through the southern states, you know, we have a house that we rent down there every summer for a week. What's on the Gulf. It's on Santa Rosa Island. And right in Gulf of Mexico. And
have you ever been out of
the country? Mexico. As far as and Canada. God, I've been to Canada. But as far as being, you know, across the Atlantic or anything, yeah. I'm not. I have never done that. I don't really have any desire to do that for some reason. That has not become one of my ambitions yet. You know, sometimes, I may want to do that eventually, but I just really haven't. I guess I've been too busy to worry about that. My aunt and uncle, my mother's sister and her husband, live in Florida. And every summer they take a European tour or a South Pacific tour or something. They don't have any children. And they just, you know, they are school teachers. And they save up their money, I guess. Well, Florida, you know, has several programs that after you teach for, well, I don't know whether they still do it now or not, but after you teach for 7 years, you get sort of a year's leave of like a sabbatical, you know. And they've been taking advantage of that. This summer, last summer they went to the British Isles and they stayed all summer, just for 3 months, well, 2.5 months. And then this summer they're taking a cruise in the Mediterranean, and I don't know what country they're going to be staying in. But I'd like to do that sometime, I guess. I'd like to get on this riverboat that goes down the Cumberland River and up in Illinois and everything. Delta Queen, have you heard about that? That's a fantastic trip. It's really nice. Have you heard of Ned Ray McWhirter? You know who I'm talking about when I say that. Ned Ray McWhirter, he's the Speaker of the House of Tennessee, and he's from Dresden. He's a state representative. And he and my father and mother are real good friends. He's from Dresden originally. And he and a friend of his did this last weekend on the Delta Queen. And he said it was he said he's done a lot of things. He's been to Europe and everything. He said that's the most enjoyable trip he'd ever taken.
This is a full-size
riverboat. And it
big paddle wheels.
I think it has electrical motors too, you know, in case the paddle wheels work, but that's for nostalgia's sake. But it goes all the way to New Orleans. You can go to New Orleans, up into Minnesota someplace, but then it goes around the Cumberland River up into Kentucky. But it's a real nice trip. You can stay on as long as you want to, you know. But they got on in Nashville, I believe, on the Cumberland River. And then his driver picked them up someplace in Illinois. But he said it was a great trip. I'd like to do that. And that doesn't cost much, you know, like $250, you know.
Oh, that's reasonable.
So, and that's all your meals and all your entertainment and all your drinks and everything.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't. Not from Friday till Monday.
That's true. Wow.
Like a nice trip. I'd like to do that sometime. There's a lot of things in the United States I want to see before I go out of the country anyway. I don't really have any desire to get sick on the water in other countries and stuff like that anyway.
Well, I tell you what, we've done enough for today.
Okay. Put other people in the motel when they've got beta club students. They just, most of the clubs stay at this one particular motel.
Yeah, I remember the